Reading. The most common answer to "Where should I go to learn English?" is "Go where people speak English." By that, people generally mean places such as the United Kingdom, Australia, or the United States, where English is spoken as a first language by the majority of the population. This is why many Japanese universities send their English students overseas, in order to give them the opportunity to develop their English proficiency. Sometimes, however, these students come across situations that they are not expecting. First, they may not realize how diverse these countries are. America, Australia, and England have populations that include a very large number of immigrants, many of whom do not speak English as a first language. Second, they may meet English-speaking people who are native speakers of English, but who speak a variety of English that the Japanese students find very hard to understand. Third, they may feel shy about speaking English in front of expert native speakers. For example, when they are required to participate in university seminars, for fear of making mistakes. As a result, some Japanese students, and international students in general, will stick together instead of mixing with the local students. Japanese students may therefore find that they spend more time with each other, or with international students from other parts of the world, than with native English-speaking students. But there may be alternatives to studying in native English-speaking countries, which may allow Japanese students to feel more comfortable about practicing and developing their English. For example, a large volcano in Iceland exploded in 2010, and the resulting volcanic ash in the air closed down air traffic for several weeks. As a result, many students found they could not fly to England as planned. In one case, a group of students from Hong Kong was sent to the Philippines instead of to their usual university in England. The results were surprising. The students reported that they found learning and speaking English in the Philippines to be a more relaxing experience than learning in England. There were several reasons for this. 1. They found the English spoken by Filipinos relatively easy to understand. 2. As they did not see Filipinos as native speakers of English, they felt less pressure when speaking English in front of them. Because they felt more relaxed, they found it easier to converse with Filipinos. 3. They were able to make friends with Filipino students. Indeed, one member of the group later became engaged to a Filipino student. The advantages of traveling to places like the Philippines, Malaysia, or Singapore to learn English are now being recognized as more and more Japanese and Korean students are traveling to these places in order to learn English. Where would you choose to go to develop your English?